Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 224 of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast for July 24th. No, it's not at all. July 20th, 2015. It's a Monday. Okay, that's some great information. This is a great start, but I'm throwing this together late because I wanted to get this finished before I planned to do something, and I didn't, and I wasn't about to not do those plans again. I was not going to bail out. I was not going to not do those things, so this is what you get. And now I'm just going to shut up and get on with it and let y'all hear me talk about some anime. And then some more anime, and a little bit more anime, and some video games. And then, no more anime, no, all the anime is just shoved at your face, right in the beginning. And then a little bit of video games, just a smidgen, sprinkles on top of this ice cream sandwich anime, I don't know. It's a Monday. Blame it on Monday. I got a case of the Mondays. The on a Mondays. I don't know, man. Woman. He-man. This is a train wreck, which is a movie I have not seen, but I want to see. Because I believe it will make me not hate LeBron James anymore. And that's something I would like to not do because I don't hate him. That's too strong. But he annoys me, and I think he won't annoy me when I see that movie, but who cares about that right now, because I am surely annoying all y'all, so I'm going to shut up with all this crap and let y'all hear me annoy y'all with some anime. So, yeah, let's get to it. What do you say? All right. Insane Ninja! Roland Girls is an anime I think I first heard about when they were talking about it on the very first episode of the IGN Anime Club podcast, which if y'all haven't been listening to, y'all should definitely do that because it's great and I enjoy it because of its greatness, and it's just something to check out because it's worth checking out. But with Roland Girls, I'm pretty sure they were saying good things about it, but I feel like I was tricked almost, because it looks very, one, it is very, very pretty. It is a very pretty show, especially when the backgrounds are these very vibrant, colorful, highly saturated watercolors. But it's really just a slice of life show, and I did not know that or expect it. I thought it was going to be more action-packed, just based on what I had seen. And the first episode really throws in some action. And there's action throughout, but it really is just this slice-of-life show following these four girls as they're going from area to area trying to kind of keep the peace between nations. Because this takes place in the future in Japan after, I guess, like the Tokyo Wars or something. And all these areas have been split off from one another, and they're head off by some person who has a special power, and they're called the Bests. And everyone else, regular people, are called the Rests. So, you know, you have the Best and the Rest. Which is kind of funny and a little cute, I guess. But the show starts off with these two Bests fighting, and I think the second episode, the fight and the rivalry between these two trickles into the second episode, and then they both get injured. And so these four Rests, who are part of one specific area, decide to continue brokering peace between different nations or sub-nations, whatever they are. And that's what they do. And then there's some hints at a overarching thing, like some big thing that's going on, but really it's just these little mini stories each episode, and sometimes they're two-part episodes, but I don't really find it that enjoyable. It's a very meh show. It's a very kind of... The worst feeling I could ever have towards anything ever is indifference, because it's... That means I don't have strong feelings for or against something. It means I don't have some really glowing positive things to say about whatever it is I'm talking about, and I don't have some really strong negative things. I'm just kind of like, well, it's there, and I'm taking it in, and that's that. You know, I have never eaten tofu, but I assume tofu is the closest comparison. I'm sure I could have come up with a better comparison, but I assume, you know, you look at tofu, and it's not terribly offensive, but it's not terribly delicious. It's just kind of bland and there to add texture, but it doesn't really give any flavor that could be looked at as bad or good. So it's just kind of there, and you need to add something to it. And Rolling Girls needs something more to it, because it's really just this empty experience. And I've watched 9 episodes, so I'm almost done with the whole series. It's a 12-episode series. It was from the winter 2015 season. And yeah, I probably won't be talking about it again, so just think of this as a review. And I can't imagine in the last 3 episodes it's going to blow me away in some way, shape, or form. So yeah, it was and continues to be a disappointment. I do really like the opening theme. That music is quite good. It's just a fun little pop song. And like I said, the visuals are great. It's very, very colorful, especially when we get the watercolor backgrounds. The characters are okay. And this one character has been revealed to be an alien. And I guess her alien form is this little blob, which is weird. I just don't understand the point of anything when it comes to this show. I'm just watching it and I'm like, is there a point to any of this? Ben, there isn't, because it is just a slice of life bit of nonsense that is very pretty to look at quite a few times during each episode. I do think maybe this might be something more, I don't want to say geared towards, but I think it's something that younger girls could probably really enjoy, because it's these 4 girls riding their motorcycles across the land in attempts to broker peace between these various nations and stop battles from happening. And you know, I've never seen it or read the book, so I can't really say if this is accurate, but it just feels like, oh, this is like the sisterhood of the traveling pants or whatever that thing was. This is the sisterhood of the Rolling Girls, maybe. I don't know. But yeah, it's just kind of there, and it's not doing anything for me either way, which is, like I said, disappointing. I really wanted to love the show, and I swear I've heard nothing but good things about it, so I don't know if I'm remembering wrong or if I just don't feel the same way, but yeah, Rolling Girls is not to my liking. It is, if you're interested, available on Hulu, I believe. I'm not sure if all the episodes are, but it's on Hulu, and it's also on Funimation, of course, because I think most of the Funimation shows are available on Hulu. But of course, if you have a subscription for Funimation, you can watch it commercial free as opposed to watching it with commercials, regardless of whether you have a subscription or not, which sucks and is why I don't care about Hulu anymore. And I just can't take the commercials anymore. It's just not working for me. But yeah, Rolling Girls, a disappointing show. Yeah, but pretty. So if you like very vibrant colors, then it's definitely the show for you. You can get through real quick, too. Yeah, that's that. Sad face. I do want to say, though, that there was one episode that stands out as just I enjoyed it because it was so ridiculous, extra ridiculous, in that it was this area that had motorcycle gangs, and one of the gangs, I guess, was more or less retired, and then the other one was filled with more of the young folk, and the captain of that younger gang was actually a good guy, but his vice captain, the captain just below him, was more aggressive and really wanted to take over the other part of the land and wanted to rule it completely. And whenever he talked, there were no subtitles. You couldn't really hear him that well. And I'm not sure if anything he said was actually understandable, if I spoke and understood Japanese. But he basically just he talked in his motorcycle and revving the engine and whatnot, which was kind of funny and just so ridiculous. It's like, okay, people are talking to him in Japanese and he's talking by revving his engine in different ways. So that was a little bit of super ridiculousness that I appreciated. And if the show was always that ridiculous, then maybe I would be more favorable towards it. But yeah, there aren't enough people talking through motorcycles.
Inside ninja! Shing.
Shimoseka continues to be so very, very good, and I just adore it so much. I'm so happy we don't live in a world where dirty jokes don't exist, but live in a world where we can have an anime about a world where dirty jokes don't exist, so that when dirty jokes are said on the show, they're just so ridiculous and crazy, and I love the show so much. It's great with the humor, because it really plays up the whole fact that this is a world where dirty jokes don't exist, so when they're said with such emphasis and such outlandish craziness and in such a nonsensical manner, you know, just to get the dirty jokes out there, really just to be raunchy because you can't be raunchy, and it works so well. And it's weird to say it's smartly done, or that there's a degree of cleverness to it. I think I've mentioned this before, but there's this sense of intelligence behind the way the dirty jokes are handled, oddly enough. But I love it so much, and I'm not sure where it ranks among the summer series in terms of popularity and all that jazz, but I really, really love it. It is my favorite series. I don't want to say by far, because Gangsta is really good. Charlotte, which also I watched since the last episode, is continuing to be really, really good, and even can do serious, which is not to say surprising, but it can handle doing serious quite well while also being just hilarious and ridiculous with how these powers are just dumb. I forgot, there was a new power, I think, that just was extra stupid. Oh yeah, the one character who is able to locate other specials in Charlotte, and I'm transitioning from Shimoseka. It's just a fantastic show that everyone should be watching. It's on Funimation. Watch it now. Just do it. If you haven't watched it, just do yourself a favor and start, okay? Because you'll love it. And if you don't, then I don't want to be your friend anymore. I'm sorry. But Charlotte was also great again. Continues to be probably my biggest surprise of the season. I love the humor. I love the way the powers are all have these really, really negative aspects to them. Like the one guy who was able, I was talking about before, who is able to locate other specials. His power only works when he's soaking wet and fully clothed. So in order for his power to work, he has to be fully clothed and soaking wet, which just seems like a nuisance. But yeah, the fact that all these powers have these kind of effects. And I love the guy who teleports and how he really like loves using it to get this or that, especially getting food apparently, and he's always bloodied up after he does so. And that's just kind of ridiculous. But yeah, it was a good episode. And like I said, it pulled off the serious moment near the end. And the one who had her powers in this episode, actually, it didn't seem like her power was that bad. I mean, so her power was the ability to, I think, either inhabit or be inhabited by the dead. And so she was inhabited by her sister who died. And then her sister's powers she was able to use. But she didn't remember any of what happened when she was being possessed. I can't remember what her power was, if it was just being possessed. Which in a way that does suck, because if her power is being possessed by a spirit and not remembering anything that happens when under that possession, that kind of sucks. Because also she never seemed to be purposefully using it, so it just kind of happened. So if she has no control over her power, and when the power is activated, it's another spirit who controls her body, and that she just still has no control over that, and when all is said and done, she won't remember what she did. It just seems like it's all bad for her. But yeah, really like that show a lot. There is that whole my wife is the student council president. I can't remember what the actual name for it is, but that show is just ridiculous and stupid. It's just here, here, here. Oh, here's the nipple shot. That's what every episode leads to. Everyone's just waiting for that nipple shot because that's what people want. But yeah, I don't know. It's just weird. It's just weird to me that people are so interested in those nipples. Well, not her nipples in particular, but just anime nipples in general. I will say that there is something about that show that is at least kind of, I don't want to say endearing, but there is something about it that's not completely off-putting. Like, yes, every episode is about getting to that fan service moment, but the stuff around it is not so terrible. Whatever. I watched the latest episode of Aharu X Kikanju, the paintball game anime, which I'm still liking, but this episode was a bit slow because nothing really happened. It was more so about getting the main character, Hataru, to choose to continue with the team despite having paid off her debt. Because apparently between episode 2 and episode 3, months had passed and she had played many matches and paid off her debt. So she was no longer obligated to play with them. So this episode was about her choosing to join the team. What I don't like about the show, and it's a very little minute detail that I hope does not continue throughout the whole show, because it'll be incredibly annoying and unneeded, not necessary at all. But if Hataru keeps saying to herself, you know, internal monologue, that she is a girl when they reference her as a guy, when they talk about her and the fact that she's a boy, or, you know, assume she's a boy, that she has to remind them in her head, not telling them in the real world that she's actually a girl, I'm going to lose my mind. We know she's a girl. And if we don't already know that, there's something wrong with us. Because nobody should go into this show in the middle. They should start from the beginning. So they'll be able to figure that. They'll get all that information from the start. So there's no reason to keep just shoving it in our face and beating us to death with that information. That's my big annoyance with that show. And I hope that doesn't continue. Other than that, it's a fun show. I don't know exactly where it's going. I feel like it might not have much. When all is said and done, I feel like there might not be some great story that's been told, but that it might be more slice of life. And I'm not sure if that's exactly what it is from the outset, but, you know. And I don't know why she is still choosing not to tell the other guys that she is a girl in real life, you know, not just internally. I'm not sure if this big tournament that's going to be happening is only for men, which would be a horrible tournament that I feel like she would not want to partake in, because who wants to partake in such a sexist tournament? But I don't know. To each their own. I watched the third episode of Classroom Crisis, and holy crap, is that show boring, and I don't understand why it exists or the point of any of it. It's just this stupid show that's meandering about, and it looks like they're trying to be interesting at times and having this intrigue going on and all this crap, but it's not interesting at all. There's nothing about it that makes any of the other crap worth keeping up with it. It does not pass the 3-episode rule at all. I'll probably continue watching it just because I want to continue watching every show. I want that experience. But for the normal people who aren't blabbering into a microphone multiple times a week, I would not recommend watching Classroom Crisis. I would just avoid it like, I don't know, avoid it like, I can't think of anything clever or interesting. Because I don't want to say avoid it like the plague, because that's as unoriginal as one can get. Avoid it like, I was going to say something super offensive, but I didn't say that, so I'm just going to shut up and move on and just say that you should avoid it. Avoid it like what? Who cares? Just avoid it, okay? Okay, good. Let's shake on it. Shaky, shaky, shake. I watched The Gate, 3rd episode of that, and I don't know exactly what. That's another show that I'm not quite sure what to make of it. It's just kind of, it's not really exactly a slice of life, but I don't get a lot out of it. They're starting to introduce more fantastical characters, so that should make things interesting, but the last episode was very just kind of, okay, we're taking all these people with us, and then, oh, here comes a dragon. Here's this, oh, look, there's magic in the world, and you shouldn't abuse it, but they abuse it, and look, there's an elf girl, and now there's a little vampire whatever. I'm like, okay. Yeah, it's okay, though. Prison school. I still don't really. The second episode was definitely an improvement, but I'm still not really feeling it. That I will say, though, that I think the second episode was a huge improvement. It's still just not grabbing me the way I thought it would, just in large part because I went into this season thinking it would be one of my favorite, because there's so much talk about it, there's a lot of hype behind it, and it's not living up to the hype as of yet, whereas something like Gangsta is definitely living up to the hype, and I can't wait to watch. I wish the whole series was already out so I could just watch that whole thing, but Prison School is just kind of, yeah, it's just there. And I like the main character, but I don't like any of his fellow male prisoners, students at this point. And the whole thing with the father and him being a pervert too, and his daughter, the president of that underground council or whatever, taking it out on the guys. I don't know. I just thought that storyline, that little bit, was dumb. But yeah, I'm not hating it. I'm just not particularly loving it. It's okay. Overlord, I watched the second episode of that. The third episode is not out yet, but that show is also really boring. I'm hoping that things get more interesting, because that episode was just kind of, it might have been more boring than the first. But what is this? Give me something. And yeah, they hinted at something coming for, I hope, in episode 3. But these first two episodes have been really, really slow and boring. And it's not that interesting. The characters aren't that interesting. And, yeah, I don't know. It's whatever. It's a thing. Roko no Yusha, the Six Flowers show. This is another series that kind of, it's not like Overlord or Classroom Crisis and Boredom Level or anything. It's just sort of, I'm enjoying it enough, but I thought it would be one of the shows I really, really like. I thought it would be in my like top 5 or so. And it's like, it's not way below them, but it's kind of hovering around there, and I'm just waiting for something to really grab me and take hold of me from the show, because it can be very pretty at times visually, but the story is just, I just need more information. I need to know more, because we're not getting that much. Like, I'm just curious as to what the hell's going on with this gunpowder saint and all this jazz, and why they think she's the one murdering other Six Flowers, but she isn't, obviously. But they're attacking her, and that's kind of where it ended, is this battle between between two Six Flowers and then Gunpowder and Strongest Guy in the World. But yeah, it's all right. I need some more of it. I need to get a little more of it. I just remembered Food Wars finally came back after a week delay. That was great. I'm super excited for the next episode. It's awesome that what's his name? Soma, that his father has returned. So it was great just having him return in this episode, and everyone kind of being like, oh my god, this amazing guy is your father? And him just being like, why are you here? Why are you here? Why are you here? And the next episode should be very interesting to see his little test for his son. But I'm really liking that a lot. Still, of course, it's still very, very good. I watched the second episode of Bikini Warriors. It's like 4 minutes. And what do you get out of that 4 minutes? You get nothing. In this last episode, it's all about this king or whatever basically saying, oh, you guys are all really good. Now go save the world. But I'm only going to give you 10 gold coins. And they're all like, oh, we can't even buy a potion. We can't even stay in a room for one night with this little money. And that's all it was. And the thing that really is annoying to me, and just, I guess it's what the people who are interested in this show want, so they're probably super happy. But when characters are talking, they're just like panning between the various Bikini Wars in like chest shots or crotch shots. That's all they're doing. They're not showing any kind of animation or anything. They're just being like, here, look, boobies, let's pan across all these boobies. Now let's pan across all these panties, back to the boobies, panties, boobies, panties, while we get some worthless exposition. So yeah, that's not great or anything. But yeah, that's it for the most part. I do want to go a little bit more into detail into one show, though, which is Himoto Umaro-chan, which is otherwise known as my two-faced sister or something along those lines. And this is the show that is about the perfect sister who, when she comes home, she just becomes this crazy, ridiculous, little, like, bite-sized otaku. She's so tiny. She's about the size of a regular person's head when she's at home and goes and wears her little gopher hoodie and just, it's all about drinking pop and eating bad food, playing games, watching anime, doing all your typical otaku crap. And the thing is, I both love the show and hate the show. And why I say that, I'm going to do a little write-up about this. So for the people who don't listen to the podcast, and if you do both, if you listen and you read, then you'll get two things that really don't, it's not going to be that much different or anything. But what I love about the show is I love the characters. I really love this aspect of her being this two-faced, two-sided person. But it really kind of needs to be a short. It gets really grating every single time. I mean, it's only been two episodes so far, but in both episodes, about halfway through, I was done. I had my fill, I had my fix, and I was done with the whole aspect of the show and her being this incredibly annoying, needy, whiny sister who just walks all over her brother, and her brother takes it. He might complain, but he, in the end, will always take it. And yeah, it just, I find her adorable in her whiny, complaining state. And I love the fact that she transitions and that when she's in public, she has to, like in this past episode, she's trying to hint at her brother that she still wants the game, even though she's not able to show her true self because her friend from school is there with them. And then she kind of loses and snaps and turns into her crappy self. But her friend was the entire time just like had her head down for like a minute, just in utter delight from like one bite of food. But yeah, I like all that. But after about 11 minutes of it, I get really exhausted of her craziness because we get to laugh and, you know, enjoy her annoying the hell out of her brother. But for me, I can't help but be a bit annoyed by her too, because I'm just like, come, if you were my sister, oh, you would not get away with this crap. And it's like halfway through, I start to get annoyed by her myself and want to give her a talking to, but I can't. I just have to sit back and take it. So I'm forced to, like her brother, just take it. I can't do anything. I don't, her brother could do something. I can't. I just have to take it and take it and take it. And yeah, I think if it was a short, whether it be 11 minutes, I don't know if there are any, yeah, comic book artists and his assistants. The comic artist and his assistants was around 11, 12 minutes. So there are shorts in that time span, because I think, you know, 4 minutes definitely wouldn't be enough. 8 minutes, because you have to count in the opening theme and credits and all that. If this was an 11-minute, 12-minute series, episode series, I think it would be one of the best of the season. But so far, both episodes kind of just after the halfway point, they kind of just drag on for me, and I start getting really annoyed at her. I become her brother, and I'm just like, oh, God, why do you have to be so annoying? Why can't you be not as selfish? You terrible, terrible person. But yeah, that's pretty much all I've been watching. Yeah, I'm not sure what else is out. There are still a few shows. I think maybe there is just one new series I still haven't watched an episode of, which is that, I'm trying to remember if it's the one that's like a mini movie, which that isn't what I want to watch. But yeah, I don't know. That's all I've been watching so far. I finished Toradora. Fantastic. It's something that everyone should watch. It's great. I still think Inka-chan is a stupid, pointless character. I don't know why the bird's in there. Doesn't do anything for the series. It doesn't make it better. His random nonsense is not particularly funny. It's just really weird, and it's always random, and it doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why he's there. I don't understand why they made him such a ugly, borderline... I don't understand why it's in there, and it's the one negative. I would say the show is probably... I would have called Toradora a perfect show, a perfect anime, if not for Inka-chan. I think Inka-chan, while it doesn't detract too much from the show, it does take away from it somewhat, because it's just... It makes no sense. In this world that is grounded in a lot of reality, you have this insane bird that is able to hold both, at times, kind of heavy, not heavy conversations, but it is able to process things that you would not expect from a bird. Like, it can have a conversation about things that you would say, well, like, how does the bird know that? And at the same time, the bird, in most scenes it's in, just comes across as being somewhat handicapped, for lack of a better word. And in a very kind of offensive, oh, this is the way kids would portray being handicapped. I just don't like that bird. I think it's stupid. But other than that, Toradora is fantastic. I need a Taiga figure. I only think the more cutesy Nendo droids are suiting. I saw one that was like a really, really sleek, thin, long character, and it may have still been proportioned as she is being short, but it really looked weird. It did not fit Taiga. It also made her look more, like, you know, sexy and all that jazz, where, you know, Taiga's a cute character, but, well, she's a cute character. She works better being cute, being this cute little tiny thing that you're like, oh, and you just want to, I don't know, curl her up like a little baby. And you can't do it with that figure, but there is at least one really cute Nendo droid of her. But yeah, that's it for the rest of the anime I've been watching this past week. So yeah, what have you been watching? Are there any shows you have dropped so far? Have there been shows that you've like, oh my god, I really like this, but... That doesn't make any sense. What I was going to say, I really like this, but I'm going to stop watching it. No, any shows that you were like, I really hope this is going to be good, and then you watch it, and you're like, and then you do that, and you make weird noises, and you're like, what's going on? I think Mark just had a stroke. But I didn't. But I did stop talking about anime right here. Bye-bye.
Insane Ninja! Shing!
You know that RBI Baseball 2015. It's not good, but it's simple, and my dad can play it, and therefore I am all for it. In that, I like the game just because I can play it with my dad, and there's no issues. Because what you get to do with it is have the AI do all the fielding for you, so you really don't have to worry about batting and hitting. Of course, base running is not an issue, but you have to worry about that as well. But that's not that important. So if you're looking for a baseball game that is super simple and will hold your hand and will allow you to play with people who may not be able to handle very, very complicated controls, I don't know how complicated the show is, but it doesn't really matter because I have an Xbox and not a PlayStation. Xbox One and not a PlayStation 4, so I'm screwed, and I can only play RBI Baseball 2015 regardless of whether or not it's good or bad. But yeah, I played a game with my dad and it was fun, even though the game is not fun. It's all about who you play it with. So what I'm saying is not that RBI Baseball 2015 is good, but it's good enough for what I need, and that is just a game that I can play with my dad, that he's into, since he likes baseball. and he can handle it, and he beat me too, son of a bitch. But yeah, RBI Baseball 2015. It's not good. It's good enough for your dad. There's my glowing review. Put that on the box that doesn't exist and smoke it, which you can't do because why would you smoke a box? What are you going to get out of that? Two, there is no box. Three, games don't come in boxes. They haven't for a long time. They come in cases, plastic cases. This isn't the NES era, though the last time RBI Baseball was good, you know. Well, was there, wait, I can't remember if RBI was on the original NES. I think it was, right? I remember specifically the one that I played the hell out of was either 94 or 95 for Genesis. And I just remember, I think it was, I always loved playing with Roberto Alomar Jr. because of his really, really low stance, where it just looks like he's super, super crouching. I always loved that. Yeah, that's my RBI Baseball minute. That was more than just a minute. I've also been playing more Sky Hill. I really enjoy it. Then I finally checked out Polybridge, which is a cool little game where it's a physics puzzle game where you're creating a bridge and you have different types of vehicles that are going to be crossing over. So they're all different in that some may weigh more, some may have other needs. I haven't played that much yet. But what I like about it is that you design your bridge on a 2D plane. So you just see a very flat surface to do your design. And when you simulate it to see if it will actually hold whenever the vehicles go through. And there are also boats, so it's a bridge over water. And you may have to design and put in a mechanism so that it can open up for boats to get through as well. So yeah, that will come into play. But what I like is that after you design it and simulate it, then it transitions to a 3D polygonal view that's very stylized in a minimalistic manner. And it's very nice. I like that transition. I like the art style. It's an art style I think is really popular among your indie titles and mobile games. It reminds me a bit of that one mini golf putting game that was only 18 holes, which is what annoyed me about it. But yeah, it looks good, and I think it's still in early access. And then I also played a bit of Victor Vron, which is a Diablo-esque game. Very, very Diablo. It looks a lot like it. But I'm pretty sure it's in early access as well. It's pretty fun. Controls well. I'm using the gamepad. Some of the things I like about it is that it incorporates aspects of other games that aren't super common in the action RPG Diablo-esque games, in which there is wall jumping. And I can't even remember if there's jumping in Diablo 3. And I am somebody who enjoys jumping, even if it's not the most useful feature. I just like being able to jump. There's something weird to me in specifically like action RPGs that not being able to jump, being essentially cemented to the ground, seems really odd. So I'm happy I can jump. And the wall jumping actually in this 3D world, it actually works quite well. So I'm happy about that. The combat is fun. I kind of like the way when you attack someone, it's more of a somewhat of a lock-on, and you kind of not exactly, if you go to attack another enemy after attacking one, you don't exactly zoom into them, sort of like with Two Human, but you kind of do. And I like that. It's a very nice kind of way of moving from enemy to enemy. It has a really nice feel to that. There's a story, which is kind of whatever, and there's a hub world. It's looking not too shabby, so I have to play more. I haven't put that much time into it yet, but so far, so good. The one thing that really, really bothers me and is off-putting is that I do not like the fact that the voice actor for the main character is voiced by the same person who does Geralt, however you're supposed to pronounce his name from The Witcher 3, the main guy from Witcher 3. It's just really distracting, and I can't help but think of The Witcher every time I'm hearing him talk in this game, and it makes me want to go back and be like, oh, you're that Witcher. I should get back to that, shouldn't I? And that's not something I should be thinking when I'm playing another game. But that's my biggest complaint, is that it's the same voice actor doing the same exact voice, so he sounds super indifferent and like he just doesn't give any shits. And while I like that guy's voice, it's not, it's somewhat lazily voiced. I don't know if that's the intention, but he just sounds like he's like, whatever. I'm just going to talk because I have a naturally good voice, so I don't really need to put any effort into this. But yeah, that's the one thing that's a bit annoying. It looks good, plays well. I haven't tried it with keyboard and mouse, but gamepad works really well, and it takes, you know, there's nothing you have to do to get it to work, so that's good. But yeah, I look forward to playing some more. I will say one thing that's really also annoying, more so annoying than the voice work, is that the menu system seems to be broken. If it's not broken, then someone should tell me, because every time I go in the menu and I want to maybe change weapons, it's automatically selecting a weapon for some reason, and I can't do anything but move that weapon around and either equip it or destroy it. Or essentially, the way I can get the weapon I want is to move the menu around until I get that weapon to get pushed to the very, very top left part of the inventory, and then I'll be able to select it. If I don't do that, then I'm just, it's really weird. I'm not even sure if I can explain it well, but there's something wrong with the menu system, and it is very frustrating already, and I can imagine when I start really having a lot of crap in my inventory, if this is still an issue, that it could make the game somewhat unplayable, because it would just be that annoying. And yeah, I'll talk about that more when I play more. So yeah, that's pretty much all I've been playing, other than also the Elder Scrolls Online, which, yeah, it's just, it's more the Elder Scrolls. I really like it. I like the fact that it reminds me a bit of Morrowind, in that there's quite a bit of variety in the world so far. I just think there's this really weird aspect to it where everyone is stealing, and it's just kind of funny to see everyone crouching around. Also, when you go to like the main menus, the main like hubs of areas, oh my god, everyone's talking and it's just super distracting. But yeah, I really like it. Definitely check it out if you're interested, or if you like the Elder Scrolls games. And that will do it for this here episode of the Pixelated Sausage Podcast. Once again, I am your host, Mark Kuznez. Y'all can find me on Twitter and Instagram at PXSausage. The site is, of course, pixelatedsausage.com. The show can be found on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, SoundCloud, YouTube, wherever you feel like listening to it. And if you haven't already, it actually would be greatly appreciated if you subscribed, rated, and reviewed the show on iTunes, because that really does help out more than you might think. And if you are into video games, I do record a podcast every other week called Pixelated Radio with a group of fine fellas. And yeah, that's all about the video games, and definitely worth checking out. And one of my fellow co-hosts from that show does a show about racing. So if you're into cars that go really fast, you should check out Sports Car Unleash at scunleashed.com. That is, of course, on iTunes, as are all the shows mentioned. And, yeah, if you have any questions, comments, rants, I don't know what, you can leave a comment on the post. You can tweet at me, going tweet, 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 tweet. Or you could email the show directly at psp@pixelatedsausage.com. Or, yeah, do whatever you want. I don't know. Find out where I live through the internet and throw a brick through my window. Please don't do that. But if you have any questions, etc., I'd love to hear them. And so I bid y'all farewell for now and hope y'all have a lovely rest of the day. And I look forward to letting you hear me talk in the future. And I hope y'all look forward to that too. So cheers and let loveliness find its way into your day.
Lærer meget fra frakaste. Kunne du ikke glemme det? Jeg gav det, som du gav det. Kunne du, du må tage alt. Hvad lader sig så ikke? Kunne du finde du ikke for nogen af farde? Farde. Farde. Dette meget min. Elsker min. Mother of me, let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man. Sem þú gerir eitthvað dú Núna sjáðu því sem ég mun gera eitthvað dú Hjartan skal deyja aldrei eitthvað dú En þú er ekki hjörtu farðu 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 Þetta maður mín Elska mín Maður mín Let that kiss you bad, let that kiss you bad, man.